There are worlds of difference between Judaism, Christianity, and Islam. And yet, the three religions share the same roots. In many cases, they cite the same primordial parents and prophets. Anyone comparing the Bible with the Quran, the sacred book of Islam, can't help noticing the similarities. For example, Islam recognizes Abraham, Noah, and Jesus as orthodox religious figures. They had, it is argued, laid the groundwork for the teachings of Muhammad.
I believe in God the Father, the Almighty, the Creator of heaven and earth, in His only begotten Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
Like Christianity, the Jewish and Muslim faiths recognize one deity only. Islam champions the idea of a single God most vehemently, refusing to accept either Jesus or the Holy Ghost. As history shows, the major religions have never concentrated exclusively on matters of faith. As a result, they have always played key roles in cultural and political life. For example, Christianity is the platform on which Western civilization was built. Christian principles have largely shaped our ethical, legal, and social systems. For a long time, the church and state were inextricably linked. During the Middle Ages, emperors were crowned by the Pope. Christianity was the official religion. When it came to spreading the word, neither Christians nor Muslims were averse to drastic methods. If need be, they even waged war in their cause. Nowadays, the powers of church and state have been separated in Western countries. The governments no longer prescribe a single religion, preferring to guarantee freedom of religion. The situation is quite different within the Islamic sphere of influence. In many countries with largely Muslim populations, Islam is the state religion. In Saudi Arabia, for example, some very specific precepts from the Quran have been incorporated into national legislation. The punishment for non-compliance is taken from Quran rules on criminal behavior. By comparison, Indonesia, the most populous Muslim state, has a far less strict approach to Islam. The Pancasila, the country's constitutional charter, merely requires that people believe in a god. The religion is not specified. Today, Islam is one of the few major religions whose congregations are growing.